Speaker McCormick is on line 9-1 and Larry O'Brien on 2.
Baker called me on 9-1. I thought I'd better talk to you first, though.
All right. Did you see that memo I sent down on civil rights?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this is I don't pretend to have all the answer to this damn civil rights thing, except it would appear to me quite probable that the first shot they would get at accepting the Senate bill might be on suspension on July 6th. Now, of course, as the memo indicates, I just overheard a good deal of this morning, but Charlie Halleck was bugging them. He called them out of the office a couple of times to talk about getting out of here. And, of course, trading off with him that they can get out. And each one I told the speaker, I said, hell, that means you out of 8 weeks left of a legislative period from now until Labor Day, you take 1 week and give it to them and 1 week and give it to the Democrats, and that takes 2 weeks out of eight. And, you know, the speaker's saying, well, it's tough to write a platform. I had the experience and all that. But anyway, you know, we'll have to get into that right away. But the other thing that I wanted to mention while I thought of it, Mr. President, is, as you know, Mills is going to mark up this Social Security package next week. He told me he'd finalize his markup during the week. And I don't know what your schedule is, but I just thought I'd mention to you that if there is a possibility of a little social sit-down with Mills, and he mentioned to me that his wife was out to dinner the other night, Polly, so apparently she may be well enough now to have a dinner or something.
I look at it, it's the worst week in the world. I leave at daylight in the morning, get up 5 o'clock, go to California, and I'm gone through Sunday. Monday, I got to Turkey's prime minister, Tuesday the Greek's prime minister, and Wednesday the Australian prime minister, but if I can, I sure will.
Yeah, well, maybe we settle that.
You check with me and I get back next week.
Okay.
Now, what should I tell McCormick? Just what do you think?
Well, he's going to, I think, first of all, you'll have to point out that there's only eight damn legislative weeks that you can figure on getting any production out of this Congress from now until after Labor Day. And that therefore, and that Mansfield has already stated that the Senate would be in session the week of July 6th. So you're assuming, of course, that the House will do the same. You kind of get started on that. And off that, let's see, we're waiting for the final Senate action on this civil rights bill. And we know it's a rather difficult, intricate procedure handling it in the Rules Committee. And we may find ourselves to July 6th on suspension. And why don't we just hold for overnight on this, sleep on it, not come to any conclusions on procedure until tomorrow morning. The House is going to stay in session tomorrow, so we wouldn't lose a day there on getting the bill over from the Senate in case they don't finish it today. And the net result of the whole thing is, I think our assumption has to be the assumption I made to him today, and that is, hell, Mansfield is saying that the Senate is going to be out for the week of the Republican convention, and, God, I just assumed right along the House was going to do the same thing. And then, so therefore, if that's what we're going to do and the House is prepared to be in the week of July 6th, let's see what the consensus is among the leadership and Justice and others on the procedure. Should we bowl this around with rules? And I think Smith is trying to tie this into the poverty bill. Christ, he winds up and he'll still be having hearings on the poverty bill next week. And then he has the damn civil rights bill. And then he has Cliff Davis in the wings with Appalachia. And Christ, we may have to do some strong arming. And God, if Halleck feels all he has to do is sweat us out on all this stuff and get out of here on July 1st or 2nd, because the next thing he's going to say is the federal government is the legal holiday July 3rd. I'm looking at the calendar. That means that Charlie has got it all geared to get the hell out of here July 2nd. We won't see these bastards until July 20th. And he's going to screw up the whole damn program. So I think the firm position that, we would be just amazed to learn that they were really seriously contemplating that House not being around the week of July 6th. We start at that point and work backward and see just what kind of a procedure we can come up with on the civil rights bill. I said to the speaker, he said, well, he said, Charlie, a trade-off, smooth progress on the civil rights bill and cleaning it up for a two-week vacation. And I said, well, supposing that, for Christ's sake, you put the civil rights bill on suspension, supposing it comes to that, on July 6th, are you suggesting to me that the Republicans will just not come back? You know, how the hell at this stage they're just... I'm a little bit loose on it because I figure I'm more concerned at the moment what the hell we can do with the damn poverty bill. And I'm a little bit loose and I don't think the speaker ought to be giving Halleck a concession tonight. Christ, okay. We can worry about it tomorrow.
All right, okay.
Okay, Mr.